Good afternoon, Premier Gear.
Hey, good afternoon. Is Russ in?
Yes, he is. Hold on, please.
Thanks.
Good afternoon, this is Russ.
Hey, Russ, it's Nico at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. Look, you probably don't remember, but we spoke last December about some of the products that we had to offer you guys about our equipment financing and working capital programs. You mentioned that you're looking to possibly move the business towards the end of the year this year, and you might need some capital to do that. Just trying to touch base with you, kind of see how business has been, see if we can, help you guys out in any way.
I got all the capital I need at this point in time. We got that covered to make the move. We're probably not going to get there until the middle to third quarter of next year now, for reasons that aren't worth going into. But anyway, that's where we are.
All right, okay.
Like I said, and I got all the money I need.
Of course. Well, are you guys looking to add on any equipment? Because we don't also offer just the capital side of it. We do kind of like a dual thing over here.
Right. And I'll tell you, at this point, we're going to be so heavily into the building, I'm not even thinking about taking on any new machinery. I mean, that's something that we'll have, that we're always looking at, but not in the real near future. We'll want to be in the building and make sure that we're making good on our mortgage payments and that sort of thing before we start worry about that.
Right, kind of get settled into everything, make sure everything's working properly, kind of have set yourself in the right position that you want to be in.
Exactly.
Right. So, kind of tell me a little bit about this new place that you guys moved into. Is it a lot larger? Are you going to be able to, have more room to do things?
We're going to build a place about 30 miles south of Portland.
Oh, you guys are building it. Oh, when we last talked, yeah. I thought you were just moving into a place. You're going to build it from the ground up?
Yep.
Oh, wow. So that means, obviously, you're going to customize it any way that you want so that it works best for the business.
Right.
That's amazing.
We don't have much of a choice. They don't build buildings for what we're looking to do. I mean, they just aren't sitting around. We need heavy cranes, the capacity for 20-ton overhead cranes and 40-foot clear height. And so, like I say, you can't just go out and buy those.
Yeah. Oh no. I completely understand that. I was actually helping out a customer today who's looking at getting a crane for their shop because they have a manual one. So they don't have the one that's on the rail system right now. I think they're looking to get like a bull crane. Are you familiar with those?
No, I'm not.
I think it's probably like a smaller company, but yeah, they were looking for one because they got one where they got three guys pushing it instead of just one guy who could push it on the rails. They have to like manually do it. So I was kind of laughing. I was saying like, what are you doing? That's a little ridiculous, but that's good. That's good to hear. I'm glad that, this new facility that you guys are going to be building is going to ultimately help the business out tremendously. And, I guess I can follow up with you maybe sometime again next year and see how business has been since then. And, once you're settled in with everything, maybe if we can help you guys out, if you're looking to add more equipment.
Sure. Okay. Absolutely.
Yeah,
I've got a group that I work with normally, but I'm always looking for information.
Yeah, I mean, Russ, we're not here to kind of compete with your guys' local bank or any of those relationships that, you've probably established over the years. We're the secondary source of funds. We'd like to toss our hat in the ring, kind of see what offers we can play on the table and see if that is something of interest to you. See if we can, earn your business realistically.
Right. Sounds good.
Okay, Russ. I think I still have your email. I'm just going to shoot you over my contact information just in case. You can put me down on file, and if anything does come up and what you're looking for equipment or need some more money, but I know you're good on the money side, just give me a call, okay?
Will do. Thank you.
All right, Russ. Good talking to you. Good catching up, man.
Thanks. Talk to you
later. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye.